separate from the life force. Nobody is separate from the life force. Nobody is separate from the life force.
And joining me in an interconnectedly fashion here in the KLCC studio, not separate at all, but right across the counter, Charlotte Thistle. Welcome back to the Saturday Cafe.
Thanks for having me back, Frank.
I was a little bit confused. I saw that single on CD Baby and thought it was part of a brand new virtual-only album and not, in fact, part of your last album, Wild Wind. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Wild Wind came out 3 years ago. Is there any plans afoot or writing afoot for anything new?
There are. I've been a little busy the last couple of years. I had a daughter, and my mom passed away. So I have been working on some stuff, but not much has been recorded yet. I think I'm going to do an album with my friend Rose. We have a duet called Thistle and Rose.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And that song, Island, will actually be on our recording when we finally make it. A different version, though.
Writing songs for your daughter, I presume?
You know, I haven't actually written much for her, except for, like, little kids' songs. I've written a couple of little kids' songs, but nothing that I'm going to record on my Charlotte Thistle and Rose album. There's one about a swing, but I won't do it today.
Charlotte Thistle does swing music.
Nope. It's actually a playground song. There's a swing and a teeter-totter and a slide and a merry-go-round in it.
So. Well, what did you bring us just to hear today?
Okay. This is actually a really old song of mine that I just haven't ever recorded, and it's called Leaning. I lean into the wind. I'm leaning to the left, but I can't lean so far that I forget myself. So hard to believe in things you cannot see, but can you make them real just by believing? And
thank you.
his front door.
Charlotte Thistle on the Saturday Cafe Leaning. It's a lovely song. Why did it get lost?
I'm not sure. I don't know. I'm going to step over here and turn my phone off because I just realized I forgot to do that.
Charlotte Thistle, live radio on the Saturday Cafe. It was off.
A double forget. I also forgot the phone in the car, so we're good.
So
told you I was scatterbrained. It's motherhood.
I mean, oh. I thought it was pregnancy that was supposed to cause that, that the brain cells were all supposed to come back afterwards.
I don't know what to tell you.
They're on the road somewhere.
I don't know.
I read on your website that you were actually touring with the baby at some point. Is that...
You know, last summer we did a two-week tour in California with the baby, yeah.
How did that go?
It went fine. It was a little tiring, but other than that, it went fine.
Does she sleep through your sets?
Well, no. That was part of the problem, is that her dad had a hard time getting her to go to sleep at bedtime. And so, yeah, she was up late a lot. And so, yeah.
Tell me more about your new singing partner, Rose. How did you meet? And
We met at the Oregon Country Fair.
Really?
Yeah. At the entertainment camp. So, and the song that I just played, Leaning, that's actually one of our favorite ones to do together. Frank, you were telling me that you're a fan of harmony.
I am.
Rose adds a beautiful harmony to that chorus. Yeah.
You are doing a sort of a quick tour through Oregon. You're performing.
It's barely a tour. It's three shows. That's it. That's my summer tour schedule this year.
Axe and Fiddle with John Shipe tomorrow. Where after that?
Then Bombs Away Cafe in Corvallis on
Thursday.
And then Nana's Irish Pub in Newport on Friday.
I've never been to Nana's. Is it a good venue? You've played there before?
It's a lovely venue. I love playing there. Yeah, it's really nice. And they have good food and they're friendly. And there's usually a nice little listening audience in the main room there. So.
You promised me three songs today, so let's hear another one.
Okay. This is one off of the CD that you have, Wild Wind. And
well, we have all of them.
Okay.
Sorry. But the most recent CD that we
the
have.
The most recent CD that you have.
That I didn't realize that I... Yes. Okay.
This song is called What a Girl's Gotta Do. And it's actually about a lady of the evening. Tear off your cheek. You gotta be stronger than that. What was left of your virtue wasn't worth that much anyway. Even less than your pride, you know how it's done. Find a corner of your mind in which to hide. 'Cause a girl's gotta do what a girl's gotta do. A girl's gotta do what a girl's gotta do. And no one else can see you through. What a girl's gotta do, gotta do. Everybody's got a bend in this world. Everybody gets down on their knees. Everybody's gotta suck up to someone. Everybody's got somebody to please. This is cleaner than politics. At the end of the night, we are free. And a girl's gotta do what a girl's gotta do. A girl's gotta do what a girl's gotta do. And no one else. Through what a girl's everybody does. And if it weren't for my bad luck, my dysfunctional childhood, my economically disadvantaged situation, might even have had myself an education. Pay too much attention to me, 'cause I am just a bitter old bitch. Let me tell you what you ought to do. Save up your money and go back to school, 'cause your beauty and your youth leave you with nothing but the cold hard truth. A girl's gotta do what a girl's gotta do. Gotta do what a girl's gotta do, and no one else can see you through. What a girl's gotta do, gotta do. A girl's gotta do what a girl's gotta do.
A girl's gotta do Charlotte Thistle on the Saturday Cafe. It's got to be kind of a hard person to be for the, you know, 4 minutes of the song. I mean, how did you choose to write about her, and is it hard to be kind of that?
The song that is life supposed story to be for a conversation between that. Well. Yeah. I guess more of a monologue, really, between like the older, more experienced woman and the new girl on her first night. So.
Wow. It has some. Well, we have a tendency as a culture to kind of double entendre everything automatically. So when she says you have to suck up to somebody, we immediately think the worst possible thing, and in this case, it's actually accurate.
You know what's really funny is that I started telling people just today. Mm-hmm. I decided to start telling people what the song's about because most people don't get it.
No,
they don't. No, so.
Wow.
I mean, I thought
because you know, I got the entendres immediately the first time that I listened to it, and it really does kind of, you know, it makes a connection between politics and prostitution. You know, all those things kind of get layered into the song, it seems.
I beg your pardon.
It's all right. We have something in common besides a love of harmony. We hear music in our heads. I was reading that from childhood you could actually play music. Does that still happen?
You know, it's a funny thing because since having a baby, my what I hear in my head is. I hear less music. And I don't know why that is. Maybe I hear more babies crying. I'm not sure. But yeah, I used to up until, you know, a few years ago. My daughter's two now. Mm. So.
Was it original music to you?
Oh, or yeah. Things? Yeah, totally. I mean, a lot of the songs that I've written, you know, I wake up in the morning and I have this song in my head that I'd sort of heard in a dream. And I think it's coming back. A little bit, but it's been kind of strange for me. Mm. It's taken some adjusting because, since having my daughter, I haven't written much because I haven't heard much.
Mm. wondering whether there are other ways to find music than you may have to learn new ways to seek inspiration rather than just waiting for it to come to you.
Maybe, or maybe I'll just stop writing. Yeah. I don't know.
That's a possibility, too. I have a lot of songwriters here over the years I've been doing the show, and there are some who are of the, you make it a job. You sit down every morning for 20 minutes, and you write. Even if nothing comes, it's sooner or later something will. And there are others who wait for something to pop into their heads, and different people work different ways.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm definitely the wait to pop into your head school of thought, but I'm certainly familiar with the other school of thought as well.
Well, thank you for joining me on the Saturday Cafe. I'm sorry it's being a scattered morning for both of us, but it's good to have you back.
Okay.
And we have time for one more song, but before you sing it, let's remind people that Charlotte Thistle will be at the Axe and Fiddle in Cottage Grove tomorrow night with John Shipe. She'll be at the Bombs Away Cafe in Corvallis on Thursday and at Nana's Pub in Newport on Friday. What are you going to sing us out with?
This is called Heart-Shaped Shoes, and it'll probably be the title track of the next CD. So it's a little toe-tapper, and it's a sing-along, too. So, if you're driving in your car and you want to sing along to the radio, this is the one to sing along to.
Oh, I thought you were asking me to sing along.
Do you want to sing along on the chorus?
I just might. We'll see.
Uh-oh. Okay. I was lost on an empty street, shattered glass under my bare feet. I called for help. Nobody heard me cry. Two young women came strolling by. One could tell they were ingenues. They were walking on broken glass, wearing heart-shaped shoes. And they said, hey, on the road to love, on the road to love, you gotta wear your heart-shaped shoes. Hey, on the road to love, on the road to love, you gotta wear your heart-shaped shoes. Blank in his eye, he was trying to take a little speck from mine. There was some smooth talk about healing and trust, which followed fast upon the heels of lust. Well, hey, hey, doctor, heal your own bruise. It's on the road to love, you gotta wear heart-shaped shoes. I said, hey, on the road to love, on the road to love, you gotta wear your heart-shaped shoes. Hey, on the road to love, and on the road to love, you gotta wear your heart-shaped shoes. If your demons come around trying to bring your spirits down, fear is all you got to lose. Just trip them up with your heart-shaped shoes. Singing, hey, on the road to love.